Jack Beatty and his wife Violet chose Rimby in which to build a home and a business. And they were to live out their lives in the community. Jack died in 1956, and 3 years later, their adopted son, Donnie McLean, died when he ditched the truck he was driving in order to avoid hitting a group of people in his path. Violet stayed in her home until shortly before her death in 1983, at which time, in accordance with the terms of her will, her home passed to three nephews who lived in Saskatchewan. Not wishing to relocate in Rimby, they offered the property for sale. The town council of the day saw the Beatty House as ideally situated to become a public library, and bought it. A closer look convinced council that the required structural changes and costs involved were beyond what a prudent government should do, and in 1986 council passed a motion to sell the Beatty House. It was at that point that a small group of citizens, a mix of town and county residents, agreed that there must be historic value in a fine house that had stood relatively unchanged for 60 years, and that the property might serve the community better as a public gathering place than as a bank, a service station, or a parking lot. A petition, signed by more than 100 town residents, a plebiscite, and a strong argument brought to council by a delegation, convinced council to rescind the motion to sell. It was, however, a short-lived win. Within a few weeks, the motion to sell was back in the books. The gracious home that had stood at the main intersection in Rimby for more than half a century was open to bids. The above-mentioned group of early friends of the Beatty House, determined to do what they could to save it, now faced two major problems. They had no money, and they were not an official club or society such that they could apply for a loan or a grant. How then, could they submit a bid to buy the Beatty House? Then occurred a miracle much greater than pennies from heaven. An anonymous benefactor offered to lend the friends, interest-free for a year, a large enough sum of money for a suitable bid. The second problem was solved due to the foresight and the generosity of the Rimby Historical Society. The group could form a committee within the Historical Society, with two stipulations. If the committee was successful in acquiring the Beatty House, the committee would carry the full responsibility of the management of the house, and the full responsibility of the cost of buying it. Agreeing to the two conditions, the friends became the Beatty House Committee. That committee accepted the offer of the anonymous benefactor, his loan was placed in the account of the society, and when the committee's bid of $65,000 was accepted by the town, the Beatty House passed into the hands of the committee, and so did the responsibility of paying for it. To be continued. Note: the benefactor who made it possible for the Beatty House to remain much the same as the day it was built, to become a designated historic resource, and to be a gathering place open to everyone is Mr. Don Everndon. Thank you, Don.